Hello, this is a recording to help Deb with the lines in the beginning of scene 11. Scene 11 is when Greenway comes back and they're scrambling for a pitch idea, and Deb has a strange idea to go with, and then Buddy comes in and suggests the story they should go with is his story. So, and then after the song, The Story of Buddy, there are some more lines, but Deb is on stage during that part, but she does not speak after that song. So we'll just go over the lines up until the song. All right, so it starts out in the office. All of the characters are upset because it's Christmas Eve. All right, and Walter says, "You have to work on Christmas Eve. Tough luck. So do I. Get it through your heads. Greenway's on his way, and if he doesn't buy our pitch, we're all fired." Anything. A leg? A human leg? That's the most disgusting story I've ever heard. Dad, you're not gonna believe what we just saw. We have to talk, Walter, right now. Deb, keep an eye out for Greenway, will you? And then Deb steps out. What? First of all, Buddy is missing. He ran away. He left a note on an Etch-a-Sketch. Michael, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. It's not just Buddy. Me and Mom both saw. And that's when Deb comes back and loudly says, "Please, I'm begging you, just give me 10 minutes to make this pitch, and then I'll look for Buddy with you." "Okay, make it quick. I've got to catch a plane back to Chicago." "Christmas party? Hardly. Gotta fire somebody. You remember Mark Zenko in Acquisitions? He gave some con artist $300,000 of company money for a fake Chris Smith Christmas story. Now, let's hear your pitch, Hobbs, and it better be good."
Okay. Picture this. Under a Christmas tree, a little boy's leg. And then Buddy comes in.
"Hi, Dad, everybody. I'm sorry that I..."
"Buddy! We were so worried. Are you okay?"
"Well, I think I just broke up with my girlfriend."
"You have a girlfriend?"
"Dad, I know that you're mad at me, and I want to fix that."
"Hobbs, what is your family doing here? This is a business meeting."
"I want to give you a Christmas present, but I don't have any money. So which would you prefer? 1,000 butterfly kisses or a bracelet made of my hair?"
"Neither. You want me to give me a Christmas present? Give me a story to pitch."
"What? Are you telling me, Hobbs, that you don't have a story to pitch?"
"Oh, no, sir. Of course I have a story to pitch. It's about little Palco, a one-legged boy who...
"Dad, I have a great story. It starts on Christmas morning." All right. And then they all convince Greenway by singing The Story of Buddy. All right. And then at the second part of the scene, Deb is still there, but does not speak. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Bing.